This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by RX Bars and RX Bars Kids. That's right. I want to thank them for supporting WDW Today once again. RX Bar makes a whole food protein bar designed just for kids. And I'm here at Walt Disney World right now. I'm on property. Well, I'm off property, but you know what I mean. I'm in Orlando area. You know me. And I got to get my kids through some long, hot days even here in October. I'm going to tell you more about that. I'm going to let the boys take over from here, but I'm going to come back mid-show and tell you more about RX Bars. Find them at Target stores, which I was just at, or get 25% off your first order at rxbar.com/WDW and use the promo code WDW. That's rxbar.com/WDW, promo code WDW. Now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, October 18th, and this is episode 1585 of WDW Today. Will said, explosively in his best Logan Sekulow voice.
It's like a narration.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do.
Story time.
I don't know why the adjective I had for the way I said that was explosively.
It's great.
I probably should have been like declaratively said.
Or brilliantly.
Or confidently.
Yes. There's a lot of other things I could have said, but the only one that came to mind was explosively.
You crashed.
I did. I had it. It was going to be so great. It was a great intro to the show. I was going great. I had it written down. I knew where it was going, and then I failed.
Well, you told me a week ago you were prepping for it.
I did not tell you that.
and I was expecting more.
Well,
but I appreciate what I got.
Well, that's all you're getting.
Yeah.
All right. Now you introduce yourself.
I am the Grease.
And sitting in Will Haynes' seat.
I am in Will's seat because Terry wanted me to be a buffer between them two.
It's true.
Terry didn't want to shift down, so I just hopped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And that's Matt Lott.
Yep. Happy to be here.
All right, folks. You've got kind of a interesting show for you in the middle of October. We're talking about going to the pool today.
Yeah.
Well, it's 82 degrees.
Not here.
Well, not today. Yesterday.
Yeah, probably is in Orlando.
It's actually chilly here today. I've got on a long sleeve shirt today for the first time.
Feels like the first day of fall here.
It finally does feel nice and cool, but that makes some people long for the warmth and comfort
and smell of the chlorine
of a Orlando October.
My wife and I always, I mean, we try to, if we're going to go to Disney, it's going to be January, February. Like, we just try to go somewhere warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they heat the pools.
Jimmy Buffett, I want to go where it's warm.
Mm.
That's one of the advantages of Disney and being in Florida is that if you're committed, there's going to be a pool open for you. You just have to take your opportunity.
When I lived in Orlando, I did not have a heated pool. Actually, most home pools aren't heated, or at least when I lived there, they weren't. Because it really wasn't necessary. Mm-hmm. But I really think that there was only like 1.5 to 2 months a year that we weren't actually actively swimming in a non-heated pool.
The blizzard of 93 was one. When was the other one?
There was no blizzard in Orlando in 93.
Oh. I was just here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was good.
Just Atlanta. Hey, y'all remember that blizzard 93? Man, people still talk about that dang blizzard
in
93.
It was the ice storm.
I wrote about
it. We called it the ice storm of 93.
I was in fourth grade.
That's because you were in
Tupelo. People had t-shirts and hats. You can still find them.
We moved from that to the eclipse this past year.
Yes.
I got an eclipse shirt. I'm fine with it.
My one memory of the ice storm is it seems like every 5 minutes on sunny 93.3 out of Tupelo, Mississippi, they would play
name drop.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
They were Except for it was an ice storm.
They were trying to encourage people because literally you would hear as a song, you would just hear branches cracking and falling on your house. You'd just be like, oh man, I don't have
power. How am I listening to the radio?
Hey man, we batteries.
Back when boomboxes were a thing.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to get us back on track. We're talking about pools today.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite pool?
It's the flip opposite of an
ice
storm.
I want to say that it's you're not at a quote unquote resort unless there's a pool there.
Agree.
Period. I think that is a part of the resort lifestyle amenities.
No, I'm just saying, like, to have the resort banner, you got to
right,
have a pool.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure resort means that there's amenities like that.
Well, sometimes it's just like, you can go to the spa. That's not a pool.
So one of the things that actually separates the Disney resorts is the pools, that the value resorts do not have slides. So if you were to, when you're looking at making your reservation, trying to figure out where to stay, the Art of Animation is kind of one of those that kind of sits in the middle because it's kind of a family resort, even though it's sitting on Pop's property.
Mm-hmm.
Their pools are a little more upgraded, but the, you know, All Star and Pop Century do not have any slides.
Interesting.
They have giant places where,
Do they have splash pads too at those? Do any of the resorts have like a splash pad?
Like
that's
does.
Specifically child-centric where there's fun things to do?
Art of Animation has a splash pad in the the big blue pool.
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
And I know Kidani does.
Kidani at Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is, we utilize that one every time.
So that's probably, in my opinion, the best pool for younger kids.
Yes. It's a lot of fun. Plus, it's right there in Animal Kingdom, which is, you know, like a incredible glorified zoo in a lot of ways. So they reflect that in the pool area. And that's a lot of fun. Like the last time that we went, and we'll be going back this Christmas, which I can't wait because now I have a reason to really document my trip, you know, minute to minute.
No, so we'll get a Matlock trip report.
A lot family Disney vacation is insane.
I will say, I'm not going to comment on that.
I want you to.
I would assume so.
Yeah,
I would assume so.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been to a few resorts at Disney, Polynesian, Grand Floridian, But the last time we went, we stayed at the Beach and Yacht Club.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the Yacht Club side. There's two sides to it.
It's kind of the fancier, quieter side of the resort, it feels like.
Yeah. And I'm all about that. That's fine.
Going fancy.
Yeah. But the pool there is it is a complete experience.
Well, they don't even technically call it a pool. It's called, what do you know it's called, Matt? It's got a name.
It's got its own name.
A Island of Adventure?
No, it's Stormalong Bay.
Stormalong Bay.
I don't like the name Storm.
Are you not an X-Men
fan? Here's what
fan?
I want to know. My only question about this pool than you is, did you go down the pirate slide?
Yes. I sure as heck did.
Yes.
Let me go ahead and tell you something right now. It's not like the craziest slide you'll ever be on. I mean, it'll get your stomach if you let it.
But you do climb up in a pirate ship before you go down the slide.
That's the experience. It's awesome. Number one, on the back side of that pirate ship, they've got a couple like mini slides for kids, you know, that you can kind of go up and down real quick. But then if you go up, you go into a dang pirate ship and you go to the top and you kind of go down what looks, I mean, you feel like you're in a Swiss Family Robinson treehouse almost.
Ooh.
But you're kind of in water, and then you come
it's flooded.
And then you come in, and, you know, you splash in the pool. It's great. Now, I will say this. I have a big beef about this pool.
You do?
Let's hear your beef.
I have the beef.
It'll be.
If anybody ever looks at an overhead shot of it, you'll notice that it's quite the maze. You could literally, like, if you're thinking, like, oh, I'm laying out on this chair over here, I'm going to go over here, saunter on over and get a drink at the bar. It might take you 30 minutes because you can't exactly get to every part easily.
I'm looking at this map that you've pulled up.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, if you got to have your wristband on in that situation too, because you actually have to kind of go out the exit to the common area of the boardwalk that goes by there in order to go around to like one of the bigger bars available.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to make sure you got your wristband
this
on.
This is what I see happen to you in my head. You decide, okay, I'm going to go get a drink.
Yeah.
You get lost.
I do.
But then you wind up at that lazy river, and I see you getting stuck at the lazy river for a good 2 or 3 hours, and then forgetting what you were doing, and then remembering like, oh no, my family, I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
And then you can't even get back to them.
Yeah. And then you're like, but I still need to get my drink.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just, and then you don't see them for days.
Yeah.
What I'm gonna
have to, I'm gonna have to talk to a couple of people at that hotel because I wanted that information to stay there. it sounds like it might have leaked out
a little bit. Stormalong Bay employee blog. There was this guy.
Mm-hmm. Is there an employee blog?
No, I'm making that.
Now, that would be amazing.
Okay, so the slide's amazing. Really cool experience. I mean, the look is just like top notch. I mean, you literally think you're like in the Caribbean somewhere. The other huge positive, other than the lazy river, the lazy river's cool. I don't know. Like
I call it the lazy-ish river.
Yeah, it's a lazy-ish. But the bummer about it is, I don't know if it's the way that it's built. You kind of get hung up, and you can be in an awkward situation with the other people. Like because you get real close, you know, and you can't really separate because of the way the water's going. But anyway, that's another negative. It's not necessarily a negative. However, huge positive. They've got this sand that's not really sand. It's like this.
Is it kinetic sand?
I don't know what it is.
I don't like that kinetic
sand. I love that
stuff. It weirds me out.
But it looks like sand. It feels like sand on your feet. Like it feels, but when you pick it up, it's a little heavier. And when you drop it, it dissolves and sinks to the bottom real quickly. So it keeps the water clear, but it's like that beach experience that's, I don't know, it's like really awesome. The kids can still play in it.
I really don't know what that tangent about sand had to do with anything.
That's
what do you
lot.
Mean?
I just don't like the sand. It doesn't make the water dirty.
Are you missing the cloudy water for your
you
beach
have
experience?
The beach experience without having... They dedicate...
Do you like it or not?
I do love it.
Oh, you said I didn't like the sand.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to say that. No.
What?
I
you
love
said
this.
My one beef with it is the sand.
Did you like the
sand?
No,
I didn't
better?
Mean to say that at all. Gotcha. No, this
Your
is
praise.
A huge positive.
A praise is the sand.
Yeah, my daughter played in that area playing in the sand and literally it does not there's some but it washes right
see
off
what you're saying,
super man. Easily.
Oh yeah, okay.
They call it the sand pool.
Yeah, you don't get out of there. And like you got a bunch of like sand in your bathing suit that you have to get out. It's an amazing experience.
So Terry brought up when I asked about the splash pads, the big blue pool. And while it doesn't have a slide, I think that it is a really cool. Actually, both pools at Art of Animation are pretty dang cool. The big blue pool, you can they are piping music underwater. So like Disney songs and stuff. So while you're swimming. I mean, it's just kind of a cool thing.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's an immersive experience, no pun intended. Actually, I'm sure there was a pun intended with that. But you can listen to songs underwater. I think that's cool. But theming-wise, if you like just to be like chill at the pool, the Cozy Cone pool, you can get a Cozy Cone cabana. You're in like a Cozy Cone from Cars.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's your cabana. I think those are both two really cool features to... Good on Disney for, while it's not a deluxe resort with all the fireworks and all the bells and whistles of the pool, those are still very cool, fun experiences if you're going to have some pool time.
Yeah. And when we were there, it was really fun, too, because there's a character breakfast on site there. In the beach blanket buffet. Beach blanket buffet.
One of your favorites, right, Terry?
It's probably one of my favorite character breakfasts.
Yeah, and so there's some classic characters there. We never saw Mickey there.
No Mickey, but the rest of the crew. Fab Five.
There you go.
But I mean, my daughter. I mean, when we were going from the pool, number one, great experience. We were going to go over to the little little bar grill thing there that they have. It's basically a glorified little snack shop. We would walk by it every time and she would just see those characters and freak out. So there's also that. I will say this, the security was a little, I mean, obviously if you're staying at the resort, you have full access.
Mm-hmm.
There's no issues, but I could see where you know, somebody coming in to look at the lobby of the hotel, maybe scout it out for maybe potential next time you want to stay there or something like that. It's kind of hard for you to get from there to the boardwalk. Like, there's not a real good access point for you to kind of get to and from that. Because if you go anywhere near the pool, they are on you like crazy, trying to confirm your reservations at the hotel to give you another wristband that you have to put on in addition to.
Yeah. But you understand why they do that.
Oh, I know. Like, no, that's I appreciate they do that. I'm just saying there could be some frustrations if you're going to go and just kind of check it out for yourself and you're not staying there. It's kind of harder to do so. I mean, you know, because, I mean, you can go there for the character breakfast. Mm-hmm. And, oh, while you're there, oh, let's go check out the pool. I hear it's amazing. I want to go see it. You're not going to really get to see it too much.
So my favorite pool is I wanted to pronounce it correctly. Samaswati or something at Kidani Village. It's the Samaswati Falls or pool or whatever. And mainly it's because of their splash zone, which is awesome. I have a 2-year-old. And he has 6 or 7 cousins at this point. And those kids have a blast at the splash zone. There's the, like, water guns, full-on water guns. And you can, like, water will collect in buckets above you. And then you can pull things and it falls down on all of your friends. And, I mean, it is straight up family fun time at the splash zone at Kidani. And then they also have, when we were there... And I'm sure they do this at every pool, but it's the first time that I noticed it. They had, like, the lifeguards and stuff. They were playing games with all the kids. So they're, you know, playing, like, they're singing Disney songs, and they're doing this, and they're having races across the shallow end of the pool. And so we just had a big time. Like, all the kids were super entertained the whole time. And safe. Lifeguards on duty constantly. And then that frees up the adults to go enjoy the little poolside bar there. They had a couple of them, and they were great. We had I can't wait to go back right now. I want to be there right now.
Do it.
Fine, Will. I'm going to do it. Oh, you weren't talking to me? You were talking to Matlock? Whatever. I'm here in Orlando, and I'm going to tell you here about RX Bar. RX Bar has supported WDW Today before, and there's a reason we like talking about them. It's because they are great for the kids, and that's why they made RX Bar Kids. They're a whole food protein bar made with 100% whole ingredients and no BS. That's bad stuff. Ha, get it? Also makes the same clean label snack bars, same high quality and real ingredients. You've seen them for adults. Now you can get them for kids. They come in kid-friendly flavors. Chocolate chip, apple cinnamon raisin, berry blast. Lots of great ingredients. 100% whole ingredients. You're talking egg whites. You're talking gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, no sugar added, no artificial colors, no artificial flavors, no preservatives or fillers, real food ingredients going to help you get through those hot days here at WDW, or if you're just out on the go, great for breakfast on the go. You take your kids to school, running a little late, you're like, I'm not feeling up for this right now, I'm not feeling up for cooking a breakfast, got to make like 6 breakfasts. No, throw one of these RX bars, let's get breakfast on the go. Lunchbox add-in, great add-in. After school snack, my son for some reason eats lunch, I've said this before, like 10:30 in the afternoon, don't know why, but he's starving by the end of the day. So here's what you're going to do. I've tried these bars, my kids have tried them, we use them when we can, which is all the time we're at the parks, and man, you're just going to love them. So you can find them at Target stores, or you can get 25% off your first order at rxbar.com/WDW. Use the promo code WDW, that's rxbar.com/WDW, promo code WDW. Throw in your backpack for a hike. Throw it back. Maybe you're going to do Everest. Feel like you're going to take a hike. Go to RX Bar. Thanks to them for supporting all of us here on WDW Today. Now back to whatever they were saying.
Now, I know, Terry, you could probably speak into this better. I know, like, on cruise ships, you have, you know, the kids' daycare club thing that, you know, provides adults some free time on the ship. Is there anything like that kind of at these resorts to, you know, just take advantage of not having to focus on where your kids are at every second? Because, I mean, near a pool, as a parent, you have to be on your game a lot. Is there anything that you are aware of?
Some of the deluxe resorts do have childcare. A lot of times those are only available at night for, like, dinner time because they figure you're going to be with your kids during the day.
Mm.
A lot of times those will open. I know the Polynesian has one. They're kind of hit or miss. They're not like everywhere. But
when
we
were at Disneyland in California, the Grand Californian, it was real hit or miss if it was on or not. I mean, if it was open or not. But yeah, I do remember kind of the evening time being the go-to on that.
Yeah.
But it was more, they're probably not going to have like, hey, we're going to go to the beach time, you know, or whatever. They're probably going to keep them inside.
Right. It's not like the cruise ship, which you basically can drop them off, I think at like 8 in the morning and they can stay there till midnight.
Right. And have a blast.
Oh, the cruise ship, if you have kids and want to go on the Disney cruise, your kids will love the kids.
They make it an adventure.
It's almost...
That's what I've heard from my nephews and nieces.
90% of the time, you see people arguing with their children on the cruise ship going,
we have to go now.
We have to go to the kids' area. Yeah. Sorry, Mom, we're not going to dinner with you.
Right.
I'll have chicken nuggies, and you guys can go to dinner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Guys, so. I mispronounced the pool name. It's Samawati, not Swati. I just wanted to...
Samawati. Thanks for updating us on that.
I love...
You know people are going to listen to it and go, Annie mispronounced it.
I'm glad we avoided that one-star review.
Or it'll be a whole review on the pronunciation of the Swahili language at Kidani Village.
This podcast is terrible.
They clearly do not know their Swahili.
Garbage.
I love the quiet pools.
Tell me more about those.
So we don't have children. So when we go, I don't really want to go where there's as much kids going on the slide, screaming. I love the quiet pool, which is by the DVC area at the beach club. It's probably my favorite. It's hardly anybody ever there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's on the other side of the building.
Other side of the building. So you can completely avoid, you know, Storm Alarm Bay, a lot of people will stay at Yacht and Beach almost like they feel like they're staying at a water park. And so, yeah, I love the quiet pools. A lot of the resorts have them. Some of them don't. There used to be a great one at Wilderness Lodge, but they just kind of made two kids' pools at Wilderness Lodge since they did so much construction there.
Is that a DVC exclusive, or can adults a certain age?
No, I mean, anytime there's a pool on a resort that you're staying at, anyone can go there.
Go back there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not rowdy.
Yeah. They're just more relaxation.
And a lot of times they're available 24 hours a day.
And it's a more standard. That's nice. It looks more like a standard pool.
You know, I mean, every pool, what I love about Disney is every pool kind of brings a different, you know, like there is this, they've just redone the lava pool at the Polynesian.
Mm.
And that's got a splash pad too.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, and I know we're talking about a lot of the deluxe resorts. If you go Google, you know, best pools at Disney World, almost half of the top five in almost everybody's list are some of the ones from the deluxe resorts, from the moderate resorts. Because those are great, too. The pool at Coronado, mm-hmm. where there's the huge...
Yeah, the temple.
The huge temple. The pool at... it's called the Futos del Moro pool at the Caribbean. Oh. I probably pronounced that wrong, too.
No, that's good.
That sounded great.
Yeah, that pool at the Caribbean Beach is stellar. I love the French Quarter side pool at Riverside. It's called the... what's the thing called? The Double Loon Lagoon. So, like, you can come down an alligator's mouth slide. And
oh, that's cool.
I did stay at the Caribbean Beach Resort when I was younger. I probably say I was maybe 12, 13, maybe. So, it was a while back. But I remember that was my first off monorail resort that I've ever been to. Because we did Contemporary. We did Polynesian twice, like me growing up as a kid. So, we always did those. But then this one, obviously for more budget reasons, was attractive. And so we did that, and we did the bus system, and we kind of fell in love with that as far as the monetary savings is concerned.
You know, this is something we don't bring up too often on this show, but when you think about resorts and Disney together, you do think very much about Disney resorts. There are a lot of resorts around the Disney property that are still very close, very accessible, that have some of the amenities. Now, maybe not fully Disney-fied, but that are a little bit maybe more budget-friendly. If you want to go to something that has resort-style amenities but aren't necessarily on property. And one that, even when I lived in Orlando, we did kind of a staycation one time. and we stayed at the Vistana Resort, which is like right across I-4 from Disney property. Mm-hmm. It's like as close to Disney as you can get. And I think it's owned by Sheraton now. So it's a Starwood property. But it's I just remember we were Orlando locals, and we stayed here and had a blast. Like, I still remember there's arcades on property. There's restaurants. There's there's bars. I was a kid, so I wasn't going to the bars, but there's bars and things like that. There are multiple pools with slides, with waterfalls, with theming that's very resort style. You get the amenities of the resort, but I just looked up just to see. I'm like, I wonder how much that is. And you can get a two-bedroom villa for, it has a king bed and then two single beds. So if you're a family of four, and it's under $200 a night. So that's like, if you don't necessarily want to go on property, maybe take a look at something like that. If you're trying to save a little bit money, but maybe want a little bit more experience, or maybe you don't want to spend all your time at Disney, you can get off property. It's a little bit more sleepy than the, at least to my memory, than it's not as bustly as some of the Disney properties. But I remember having a very good time at that as a kid. It's very close. We still went to the parks, but it...
You lose the transportation amenity.
That, right? Now, I feel like, if I remember correctly, they do have their own proprietary transportation.
Most of the other hotels that are right there.
And it's very close. Like I said, it's right on the other side of the interstate. It's in Lake Buena Vista, Florida. So it's actually the same city, which... Lake Buena Vista is Disney. Like, that's really the only thing in the city.
The one downside about off-property resorts and their transportation is Disney's transportation runs every 20 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of those will only run.
Yeah.
You'll have two or three options a day.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's
sometimes
not
like
as
two
as
in the morning and one
on
at night.
Demand.
Yeah.
But I also feel like with things like Uber and things like that, it's especially now, you have a lot better options when it comes to getting there. Than we did even when I was there. But yeah, I just I feel like you can still have that. It's not just like your only options outside of Disney resorts and hotels are Best Western, Holiday Inn, things like that, like just a hotel.
Right.
There are actual resorts, and there's plenty of others as well. I just mentioned that one because it's one I specifically have stayed at. I won the foosball tournament for my age group.
Boom.
Nice.
Got a whole cup full of tokens for the arcade.
Yes.
But I just remember having a really good time, and as a kid being very happy and having a good time with my family, and having amenities to enjoy that weren't necessarily Disney. But still going to the parks. So I don't know. Like, I feel like that's...
No, I get that.
It's something to bring into the conversation when you're talking about pools, you're talking about resorts, that there are other options. And sometimes if you're trying to find something that will fit your family's vacation, your family's budget, don't be afraid to look into those things. But make sure you read reviews.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because there are definitely resorts in the area that... And, like, I haven't been to this one in, gosh... probably close to 25 years.
And it may not have changed at all. Those pictures may be the same pictures.
Well, I feel like since it was not a Starwood property when we were there, I think it was an independent thing. So I would hope that Sheraton would have maybe put some money into it. But like, it's been there for at least 25 years. So I can't attest to what it is. I know that there are some resorts, and I put that in quotes, around that don't look as great. But do some research, but you don't necessarily feel like you either have to have a resort experience, have to be at Disney. There are some other options out there. So
it just shows, it speaks to Disney's influence as far as it's like all of the hotels, where anywhere else, USA, you don't really, you know, you can kind of do your run of the mill situation, but you have to compete.
Right.
But then it's like you said too, you as a consumer, you have to do your research, because some people are just trying to capitalize off that competition, and they're not really.
Right.
You know.
And they could be old properties that maybe were great in the 70s that are no longer what you want to be staying in.
Very true.
Yeah. And, you know, the route that Logan and his family always goes, you know, don't underestimate the rental home option.
Right.
A lot of those.
And that's a completely different vacation experience.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those
have a pool.
Yeah, a lot of those. In fact, I just saw a new one come online that has a freaking lazy river in the backyard.
Huh.
Now, granted, it's like $4,000 a night, but it's a 12-bedroom house. If you were to bring the entire lot clan,
man,
it might end up being cheaper than staying in a couple of DVC rooms if you were paying cash.
There's one with an ice skating rink in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's an adventure in itself.
Yeah. Totally.
I remember when we went down last year for De Las Puertas Festival, we had a blast hanging out at the pool and just making burgers and sitting around the pool and watching Will do cannonballs into the pool. It was a great time.
Me, Will, and Logan actually stayed in the house down there together doing some production one time. And, I mean, the amenities are really cool. It's awesome. Like, it's just, yeah, it's a different experience. I don't know.
Definitely not the resort experience.
Right. But it is, you know, I mean, if quiet is something that you want,
you want to relax on your vacation. You don't want any hustle or bustle.
If you're there for a week and you only want to go to parks maybe 3 days out of the week, that's probably more of an option. If you're wanting to go down there and just crush Disney the whole time, do a bunch of resort or parks, I'm less likely to probably do that option. I'm more likely to do it if, you know what, we just got to get out of here for a week. We'll get 3 park hoppers for everybody in the family. That's probably a better.
And those are a little bit further off property, whereas like the resorts are kind of nestled all in this one little kind of crescent around Disney.
Yeah.
Like as close as they can get without being actually on Disney property.
Yeah, the bird's eye view, they're like really close.
Right.
But like roads you got to take, it's probably about 30 minutes.
It takes a little while, but you know, once again, it's all what fits your family's travel plans. There's a lot of options out there.
I would be remiss if I let a pool episode happen without discussing the creepiness of the boardwalk pool. All of you right now, get on your computers, Google boardwalk pool clown.
What?
Gosh.
You come out of the slide is ridiculous. You go on a slide that's a roller coaster.
Oh.
But you come out of the creepiest, scariest looking clown. Like if your child has any kind of clown fear, you want to steer clear of this pool.
This is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
That's a little weird.
Yeah, it's...
Is this behind the boardwalk?
No, yeah. So if you've ever seen the movie It, you definitely don't want to stay in this
pool.
Is
it surrounded by brains?
That's his curly hair. Brains. You know what I would like that to be? Actually, what would be better? If they flipped the way that you saw the clown. So if you're going down the slide,
you
don't realize that you're... I mean, you probably do realize because you went in line. Mm-hmm. But you're not like... You're coming out of the clown's mouth and people are seeing that. It would be scarier if they flip the clown. So you're coming down and, oh gosh, the clown's eating me.
You're about to get eaten by the clown.
Yeah, they should do that.
Terry, is this it at night? Is this thing lit up at night?
The eyeballs light up.
Oh my Lord. Yeah. That's...
Not going to this pool.
Terry.
Oh Lord.
Terry knew exactly what it was. He sees the picture of this dang clown at night and
Do you see it?
Do see it. That is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
This is a scary clown.
I will say this. I hate the person, and you know the person is already... You know it's already happened. The red balloon is going to be at that pool at some point.
It's like floating along the water.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, goodness. Maybe with the success of the new It, they'll make some changes.
Clown will get a little rehab.
Yeah, they'll Disney-fy this thing. More so.
Yeah, so just thrown out there to be aware of.
Call on that. I didn't know that was there, but that's scary.
Yeah, I mean, Disney does put a lot of energy into the pools. There's a brand new pool now at Wilderness Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I love about the pools at Wilderness Lodge is right in the middle of them is Geyser Point. So you got that great open bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dining. So you can sit by the pool, hang out, go get a cocktail.
That's nice.
Go get... And in fact, I think it's some of the chairs, depending on where you're sitting, they'll even bring you food from that bar. So you have to, can just make a day out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Best of days.
Which is what I think people, you know, you just mentioned Disney, Park Harbor's gung ho. I think the biggest mistake most families make when they go to Disney is they don't give themselves enough time.
They need a resort day.
They need a resort day. Just, you know, I get it. We all want to do the extra magic hours till 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't get up and rope drop the next day unless
that's true.
You know,
if you're staying at a Disney resort, like, a few years ago as a family, we decided to allow for a resort day because there's so much to do just at the resorts, especially with like a pool and there's just so much you can do. And most of the resorts now have great restaurants. You can like some people will go resort to resort, you know, just to do specific things at the resorts. It's a lot. There's a lot to do.
Yep.
What is the deal with these resorts? You seen these things?
It's like they want you to come to them.
They have restaurants. They have pools.
Bathrooms. Yeah.
You never have to leave. Who's going to the parks anymore? Nobody. Nobody. Actually, everybody.
Everyone's going to the park.
In fact, so much so, they extend the hours. Thanks, everyone, for listening this week to WDW Today. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive. Into resort pools.
And I feel like Will's got one more. No, you got one good. More in you, right? You,
no, that's it. That's it.
If he says another one, he'll just sink. Thank you, everyone.
I mean, there was something fishy about this episode. I think it was that Logan wasn't here.
Yeah. We derailed the clown
thing.
We
just didn't want to float it out there.
The clown thing was scary.
All right. That's going to do it this week on WDW Today. Thanks for bearing with us, and I hope that you enjoyed and maybe, you know, got a little knowledge out of it about the pools. I'm Will Haynes.
I'm The Grease.
I'm Terry Weaver.
And I'm Matt Locke.
And we'll see you on the next show. My head.